When we're talking about worship, usually we're thinking about singing song. We're thinking about doing something with music, or we're thinking about church service, right? But tonight, I would like to direct you to another aspect of worship. A life of worship that including both your corporate worship and your personal worship. Now, in the Bible, we often hear the challenge that we have to balance our life. To find a balanced worshiper is so difficult. Because when you can work with those who play music, someone can be really good at music and have nothing to do with Jesus. Or someone really have a heart for worship but have no skill. All right, both cases hard, right? But the most important thing that I want to challenge you tonight is to think about how can we glorify God in the way that He already made us, in the way that God intended for us to be. In Acts chapter 17, verse 26, He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. What is your foundation of worship? What kind of principle you have when you try to be in the presence of God, when you try to give glory to God? Foundation is when you focus on Christ. When Christ no longer the center of our worship, all of our services, all of our song, our, even like, you know, the way we serve in the church will be meaningless when we left Christ out of that picture. And so I need you to read with me this verse real quick. These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophet, and the psalm must be fulfilled. Why I bring this verse up? Because it's about Jesus. We know Jesus through the law. We know Jesus through the prophet, and we know Jesus through the book of praise. Knowing the law is knowing God's command. That's all in the Old Testament, you know, based on God's command, we know what is right and wrong. Based on God's command, we know what is sin and what is not. And so, knowing Christ through knowing the prophecy, knowing the prophet. One of my favorite passages that I always enjoy reading is Isaiah chapter 6. How many of you know that passage? Isaiah chapter 6 is talking about how he observed God in the highest place. And you probably know this song, Holy, 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 right? We sing it from the hymn to, you know, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, I want to see you, right? Holy, Holy is the theme of all of those songs. But the main point is this, the prophet or the revelation help you to understand God's vision. What kind of God's vision for our life, for our ministry? And then another really major important is the book of praise, the Psalms. If you read the book of Psalms, you're going to see that this is the collection of the Hillel, all the song of praise, all the praises of God, including the prayer of confession to the song of praise with all the energy, like Psalm 100, Psalm 150. But the most important thing that I learned from the whole entire 150 chapter of Psalm is this. It is showing you how to experience God's presence. If you really spend one chapter a day in the book of Psalm, you're going to see the difference, how God can change our life. And so, the second letter I want to focus is letter L, leading worship. So whenever we think about leading worship, we often think about those who hold the microphone, right? Those who stand in front of people, those worship leader in the church. I'm not talking about that type of worship leader. I'm talking about how can you be the effective worship leader in your family, in your daily life, in your community. To be the worship leader who worship God in the splendor of His holiness, the one who always tremble before Him, the one who fear God to the point that he would never forsake his responsibility to his family. You can sing all the great songs, but if you cannot lead your children to worship God, you cannot pray with them, you cannot lead your wife, then I don't think that you have the ability to lead worship among God's people. In order for us to lead worship anywhere, whether it is our personal, family, or church worship, there are a few things that I learned that I want to share with you. The first one, you have to plan with flexibility. Planning is important. Whether you lead your children into a morning worship or family devotion, if you don't plan, you just open the Bible and you just, you know, read whatever verses and then try to share. Your children will know it. I cannot imagine how smart children these days is. Because when you are getting tired, I have three small children. Two of them can talk and can basically interact with me right now. So if I repeat a story from 3 days ago, they will say, "Daddy, you are lazy." What does that mean? Basically, I have no preparation. I just grab a Bible story and I just share for them. So basically, even the little kid knowing if you prepare or not, how much more the father, right? So plan with flexibility. You never lose anything if you really plan. But also be flexible, which has meant what? We don't just do things strictly in our own way. We left room for the Holy Spirit to guide us. Second thing, we have to sing with understanding. Sing and knowing what we are singing about. Don't just sing good songs. Sing doctrinal songs. Sing songs that proclaim the wonder of God. We need to appreciate God's grace whenever we worship together, whether you're at home, at church, or anywhere. If we sing with our appreciation, it will become a service. But some people that prefer one type of music over other. So whenever they come to church and you don't serve them that type of music, they say, "Well, something wrong with your church." Let's care about what Jesus wants to hear. And when we think about that, we will have a different mindset about worship. To be a worship leader, the most important thing is to lead by example. If you remember the story of David being faithful in feeding a small lamb, and then God allowed him, raised him up to lead the Israelite nation. So if you're not willing to lead worship at home, it's impossible for you to be an effective worship leader at church or at your ministry or any other level. And then let's talk about music. Why is it important? God is the God of creativity. If you see all the wonder around us, you have to be amazed to see how wonderful God is, how creative He is, right? The way He makes us, the way He makes every single one of us so diverse, the way He makes all the things that we see and observe in this life. So I often say to my worship team at home, don't ever make God fall asleep when you sing. A lot of people worship God like, you know, God is dead already. Honestly speaking, you can invest and you can do much better. We need more professional people that spend their life, their time, their energy to do the right thing. Because when you lead worship that way, God will be honored, and you will be a part of giving that glory to God. The object of worship. What are God's expectations of our worship? How can we worship in such a way that God will be pleased with our worship? You know, Psalm 33, verse 3, speak directly to those who use music in worship. Sing a new song to Him. Play skillfully on the string with a joyful sound. There's three things that I take from this. you have to be well prepared. But before we're talking about the skill, you have to sing a new song to God. A new song to God doesn't mean that you write a new song every Sunday. No. We sing, we worship God, we praise God with our whole heart from the inside out. But the most important thing, with a fresh spirit, with a new strength that the Lord can give us. And then, second thing, we have to play skillfully. You have to invest. You have to really spend time in doing so. And then the last one, sound joyfully. You know what the Bible says? We supposed to be joyful in the Lord always, right? Letter W, witness and worship. How can our worship become a witness to others that they can know Christ? It's related to a great commandment and a great commission. If you worship and you witness at the same time, you will be able to fulfill God's commission to be a disciple of Christ. Thank you.